right. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to another Discali episode. It is November 15th, 2024, just a little bit past 11 in the morning. So good morning, everyone. It is a lovely day here in Vancouver, BC. We have the sun out. It just rained last night, so we kind of have like that rain smell on the concrete that everybody loves. It's like a nice cool weather where you can bring out a jacket, bring out a sweater, and, you know, just waltz on with your day. It's like rain boot weather if you want to wear those Doc Martens as well. It's always fun to be pulling those out now too, because those have been hiding in my closet for a couple months now. But anyway, welcome back to Discali, everyone. If you're new here on the show, I will give a brief little overview of how it works and what we do here and what we talk about and what we yap about, because really, I always tell this to people, my show is basically just me talking about music for 1 hour into your ear and you hopefully enjoying it. So that's kind of how it works. Before we do get started, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting of the unceded ancestral and the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Sorry about that, guys. I get a little bit stumbled every now and then. But we are here. We are back with yet more music, new album, new artists. You call it what you want. Another hour of me talking. So before I get started, if you are new here, like I mentioned, basically here on Discali, what we do is we basically talk about music, talk about discography. We talk about artistry, we talk about genres, and we basically do that for the whole entire show. But for half of the show, we will talk about one mainstream artist, an artist that is more well-known, an artist that has really a solidified career. We talk about their albums, one album usually in specific, but we will go through their discography, and then we will talk about who they are, what they do, like what singles, like a little bit of drama here or there if they do have any, and then just talk about, you know, their music in general. Also some concerts that they're on right now, anything that they have planned in the future, as well as the vinyl record pressings, which is honestly sometimes my favorite part because I'm a little bit of an addict when it comes to that. And then once we get around halfway through the show, I'm always very delusional when I say halfway, because usually it ends up being like 3/4 of the way of the show because I get a little bit carry on. We will talk about our discovered artist of the week, which is someone that I think sounds pretty similar to our mainstream artist of the week, and kind of give them a little bit of a platform and a segue for you guys to discover new music, as well as myself, because whenever I go into the discovered artist of the week, I also myself go in blind, and I kind of just, you know, see how I feel about their music and what I like and talk about it, because that's always the best part about discovering music, is that you don't know how you'll react, and you might end up hyperfixating on them, or you might end up like, you know, like not liking them, which is never a bad thing. It's just you're starting to see how you can cater music to your own personal preferences, which is always a fun time. And we get to do that here on Discali together, to any of our listeners out there. So today it is very exciting. I'm just trying to like move my computer. We do have a new setup here at CITR, which is super exciting because there's like a bunch of new things going on, but also I'm just like a little bit rambled and where everything is now, but we shall figure this out. So definitely hang on tight with me here today. But we will be talking today about the one and only, the band, The Marias. The Marias was formed in 2016 and currently still active. There are a band based in LA. There is 4 current members right now on the band, and it is Maria Zardoya, Josh Conway, Jesse Perlman, and Edward James. The band The Marias was actually named after their lead singer, Maria. They just like made it plural. And they play music and create music in the genres of indie pop, indie rock, alternative pop, psychedelic soul, and dream pop. So I wouldn't really call them an indie artist because they're not, but they do make music in the indie genre. I feel like that's very important to differentiate sometimes. Indie obviously comes from the word independent, and independent artists are usually people who are not exactly attached to a record label, so they have creative liberty on the music that they produce. For example, I think currently right now we have Ray. Ray is an independent artist. She did have a little bit of a dramatic contract with her past record label, and when she became independent, she released her latest album, which I guess you could technically say it's indie music, but not in the genre of indie, if that makes sense. And then the indie genre was actually created within independent artists back, quote unquote, back in the day, because they just had creative liberty. So there's not exactly like something that attaches them to it. That's why usually indie is followed by another genre. It's like indie pop or indie rock or indie synth or whatever. So their genres are indie pop, indie rock, alternative pop, psychedelic soul, and dream pop. Psychedelic soul is interesting. I've actually never heard of that one, because I know psychedelic music, when I first think of it, I think of cigarettes after sex. Like, they are the literal definition of psychedelic. And then dream pop I've heard a lot. That's definitely like, who can I say is dream pop that we've talked about before? There's a little bit, not bedroom pop. Bedroom pop and dream pop are a little bit different, but they kind of like work together. But dream pop, I would also say cigarettes after sex, as well as sometimes, not arguably actually, but sometimes, but not really, like lately, Lana Del Rey is a good example as well. The Marías sing both in English and in Spanish. María, the lead singer, is actually from Puerto Rico, and she grew up in Atlanta, so she does know Spanish herself. Which it gives her as well more of a variety in the way that she can sing in both languages. They have done collaborations with artists such as Bad Bunny, Halsey, and Cuco. I think there was a song on Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti where they made a song together, which would make sense because if they both sing in Spanish, it kind of just works. And yeah, they've released two albums so far. Their first debut album was called Cinema, and it was released back in 2021. And it was only recently that they released their latest album called Submarine in 2024. And take a little wild guess which one we're going to do. We're going to do Submarine today. So today we'll be talking about their latest sophomore album, Submarine. So that album was released on May 31st, 2024, so just about 6 months ago. And they produced it under Nice Life Recording Company, which is under Atlantic Records. And we had producers such as Conway himself, so Josh Conway, which is, I'll tell you guys a little background about that in a minute, just because it kind of has to do with the album. But yeah, Josh Conway was the main producer off of this album, as well as, oh my God, please bear with me, Gianluca Bucchiati, maybe. I know it's Italian for sure, but I'm trying my best to pronounce it. Gianluca has worked with artists such as Arlo Parks, Lana Del Rey, as well as, which one was the other one that I saw? Paris, Texas. So he's kind of in like that kind of indie rock pop kind of genre, if that makes sense. There were three singles that were released off of this album, starting off with Run Your Mouth. And then we have Lejos de Ti and If Only / No One Noticed. There are, I think, two main songs off of this album that are fully in Spanish, which is always fun. I love music in Spanish, not gonna lie. And then it was only until recently, and I mean recently as in literally today, that the Marías released No One Noticed, the extended version, on all streaming platforms. So No One Noticed was like the, kind of like their main lead single. This was also the single that they submitted for Grammy nominations, which unfortunately I don't think they secured any Grammy nominations, which is quite sad because this album is phenomenal. But yeah, so they just released the extended version today. I gave it a little listen this morning. It is quite nice. It's honestly like just that. Like, it's not like a remix. It's not like an extended where like there's a new verse or, well, not that there's a new verse, but like where there's like an additional part that is completely different to the original song. It is truly just extended. They just added a couple more lyrics and more production to it, which is like awesome. It's exactly what we need because the song already is perfect itself. So it's nice to be able to hear a little bit more of it and enjoy it, you know? The inspirations behind this album, Submarine, I mean, the main album cover itself has, I think, María, if I can take a wild guess there. She's underwater. She looks like she's, like, sinking, and she's just, like, looking up into, like, this, like, skylight that's, like, bright into the water, which is really cool. It's actually this really cool album cover. And their main inspiration was Trois Couleurs Bleues, which is a movie in French, but in English it translates to Three Colors Blue. And obviously it gave them this nice segue from their original debut album, which is called Cinema, which is like the album cover is like this, like really, it's very artistic. It's kind of mainly just red, And so that influenced this like really big shift for the band to make this album color kind of like a blue color palette, which is really cool. And this album comes after their success with Cinema. But unfortunately, with that success and with that crazy realness that was their first album, unfortunately, Maria and Josh, which originally they were actually together, they were dating, they broke up after touring around Cinema and promoting it. And so they took a little bit of a hiatus. I think it was around 6 month hiatus before the whole band, including all four members, not just the two who were dating, they all collectively went to therapy. And they kind of started working through, I guess, any complexities that arose within their band. And they got together again, started writing music, and they produced this amazing album. So it's really cool to see how, you know, how everyone gets to fix things and, you know, be able to produce music. Because at the end of the day, they're very talented. Their chemistry is phenomenal. And I can't wait to show you guys that. So yeah, that's a little bit of a blurb of what or who the Marias are. I have now the pleasure to play music for you guys because I am dying to get into this album and show you guys this music because I was listening to it on my way here on the little bus on my cheeky little 99 and I was just, oh, I was just such a vibe and I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. The first song off of this album is called Ride. It is a minute 21, so arguably you can say quote unquote an interlude. It's like a cute little entrance and introduction to the album. You can definitely tell like the rock influences in this song. And yeah, I mean, it's like mainly, it's very like drum based. It kind of has this gradual entrance to it. And yeah. Oh, funny enough, look what I just noticed. If you don't know me already, if you really knew me and you knew, My Little Vendetta against some things on Apple Music and just general genre categorization, this album is actually under alternative and just alternative. I fear that sometimes streaming platforms will be putting music that has like too many genres, I guess, too many, again, quote unquote, and they kind of get lazy with it and they just kind of throw it into alternative, even though it's like, yes, alternative to an extent, but like maybe specify it a little bit because it's not just alternative. But that's like just like a little bone to pick that I have sometimes with streaming platforms. But yeah, like I mentioned, first song was Ride, and then the next song is Hamptons, which is the first song that I want to play for you guys to give you guys a good introduction of this album. So we'll get started with that one, come back, talk about it, and yeah, just kind of process it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Hamptons by The Marias.
I'm a little
Welcome back. That was The Hantons by the Marias. Such a fun song. Definitely more fast-paced off of what we will actually see around the album. But love the production here. There's like a bit of like a glitch to Maria's voice that we can hear all along the song. And I wish I could, like, everyone could experience this. But if you have a newer set of headphones that has, I guess it's called surround sound. The little drum that you hear, like, that goes like, durr, durr, it kind of sounds like a marching band. The surround sound will basically move that drum within one ear to the other. And it feels so cool. It feels like the drum is actually like moving within your brain. And I always kind of have like a full body chill whenever I listen to that part of the song. But yeah, that's The Hantons. You can kind of see what to expect with the Marias, in the sense that Maria herself has a very baby-like soft voice when she sings, while still having this like heavy production behind her. So there's like this good juxtaposition between the vocals and the instrumentals, which is really cool, and something that I find very satisfying, because it's like this cool contrast, and you get to like, you can segregate your brain between one thing and the other, if you really wanted to pay attention to only one thing. But when you listen to it in its entirety, it's like, ooh, it makes you feel good. But yeah, the next song off of the track list is called Echo. This is a song I also really, really like, but unfortunately I will not be playing it today. But please, 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 if you can, I mean, just in general, take a listen to the entire album itself. But take a listen to Echo in a specific. The next song that I have for you guys lined up is called Run Your Mouth. If you remember from a little bit, like literally like 5 minutes ago, this is one of the singles that was released. I think it was actually the first single that was released. Yes, it was in March of 2024. It was kind of like, I guess you can call it a lead single for this album. And you can clearly tell why it is the lead single. It's such a fun song. And I'll play for you guys instead of just telling you guys what it's going to sound like. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Scully, and this is the Marias with Run Your Mouth.
Talk about everything that happened, would rather sit around. I don't need a lesson, you just call me out. Call me when I'm distant, always run your mouth. I don't wanna listen, you're on my case. Won't you stop with that look on your face? And I can't believe we
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
ZZ Theatre presents the Rainbow Youth Project, produced by Yanting Chu and curated by Brittany O'Rourke, Alan Pronger, and Bria Chance. This annual community storytelling project centers the 2S LGBTQ plus voices who often don't get a say in their lives, bodies, and identities. Bringing two-spirit, queer, and trans youth from across Metro Vancouver to share their stories. The Rainbow Storytelling Project is a low-barrier, one-on-one project in which people share true stories from their lives. It is designed to challenge stereotypes and preconceived notions of otherness, promote dialogue, reduce prejudices, and encourage understanding by connecting people who, under normal circumstances, might never meet. The Rainbow Youth Project will be running on dates November 16th, 17th, the 23rd, and 24th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Vancouver Public Library Central Branch on the third floor. This is a free event with no sign-up required. All that is necessary is your attendance and your empathy.
All right, everyone, welcome back. That was The Marias with Run Your Mouth. You can kind of tell why it was a lead single, right? I mean, it's honestly really fun. It's a super upbeat song. I think more than the first one that I played. But also like, oh, it's so danceable and groovy. Actually, speaking off of that, we do have a little bit of a quote from Maria, or the Marias, off of their Instagram. But when the Marias first, confirmed, the release of their lead single, Run Your Mouth, they said that it would be the most upbeat song off of their album. And quote-unquote, dance when you while you can. The next ones might make you cry, was a caption off of one of their Instagram posts back in March. And it's kind of funny because they were hinting to the fact that, yeah, this is probably going to be the most danceable song before they kind of go back into their dreamlike, very melancholic sounds that we see that they explore like in their album, their debut album, Cinema, which if you also haven't gotten a chance to listen to, please, please, please listen to. It is so much fun. It is such a good album, very well thought out. But yeah, the Marias are just very talented themselves. Something that I love about this song, Run Your Mouth, is the bass, the prominent bass. If you have been with me on Discali since day one, I always say that a prominent bass can make or break a song. And it's, again, a prominent bass will, I mean, obviously, imply a groove to it. And it just makes it so fun. Guys, I've been saying fun like 1,000 times. But yeah, a good bass is always good. And even we still see like this very soft baby-like voice, even with like this really hard production, because the bass is like very low, right? But then we have Maria like, when you run your mouth, right? It's like super fun, kind of adds to both complexities within the song. The next song that I want to play going down the... Actually, we're not going to go to a song yet. But the next couple songs off of the track list are Real Life and Blur. Real Life was one that almost made the set list for today. I really, really, really wanted to play it, but unfortunately Paranoia did kind of beat that, unfortunately, but you'll see why. But before we get into the next song, I do want to talk a little bit about their concerts. So they didn't exactly have a massive tour for their Submarine album. because they never came. I don't think they came to Canada. They might have went to Toronto, but I know they went to a couple places, I think, in the States and Europe to play some concerts for Submarine. However, ooh, this is the best part, guys. This is literally the best part. However, the Marias have confirmed a couple months ago that they will be opening for none other than Billie Eilish herself during her Hit Me Hard and Soft tour. And yes, she will be bringing the Marias to Vancouver as an opener for their concert here in Vancouver on December 3rd. So that is, what, a couple weeks away? Two and a half weeks away? And if you know me, you'd know that I am a fiend for Miss Billie Eilish. And I will be going to that concert, and I will be floor, and that means I will be floor for the Marias. Thank you very much. I'm so, so, so excited. I can't, honestly, sometimes I'm, like, thinking of it. I'm like, oh, I'm getting two in one. And I just want to scream and shout and just go crazy. But, yeah, so the Marias will be touring with Billie Eilish a little bit in her Hit Me Hard and Soft tour. I think doing a couple stops in, I don't actually know if the other stops in Canada get her or them. I don't think so. But I know the West Coast does. So Seattle, Portland, maybe California, I think, which is super exciting for them. Honestly, like, West Coast, Best Coast guys, like, they can never top us. But anyway, but yeah, so that's exciting. And I do also want to talk about their vinyl record pressings for Submarine. A little bit of a sad story. I was going to buy their vinyl off of Facebook Marketplace because someone had an alternative version, colored copy, with the signatures of the band on Facebook Marketplace for $75. And I should have totally bought it when I saw it. But unfortunately, I think they sold it, or they just took it off Facebook Marketplace because they noticed that they were getting big. But I couldn't justify $75. Like, I love vinyls, and again, I say that I'm an addict, but also, like, I need to be able to justify putting that much money for, like, a plastic disc that spins, you know what I mean? And, like, yes, this one had signatures, and I'm like, whoa, that's crazy, but your boy's broke. Like, these days, like, I'm living by the dollar. but for the record pressings, there was a lot of record pressings. There was, I think, the quote-unquote standard record pressing, which was, like, this gray with a blue, white, and black marble, and then there was this Coke bottle clear, and a just classic navy blue. Urban Outfitters had an exclusive white with blue on it, like a blue splatter kind of. And then there was also a crystal clear that I think, like a milky clear crystal clear, that I think might have been an exclusive to their web store. And then for their release party, when they released their album, they did like a mini hearing party. They had a alternative cover where they had the entire band underwater, and they have it on this silver vinyl, which is super cool. And I think those are all like the actual vinyls itself. But this is even cooler, guys. I've never seen this before. So recently I've seen that people are putting liquids within the vinyl, so like kind of like sandwiching it. I know Saltbird did this with their recent soundtrack release on a record. What they do is that they put two vinyls kind of, and they make like a kind of like container. You can still spin it, and they put liquid within it. So I know Saltburn did that with the Drain. It's really weird. I don't know if you've seen Saltburn, but they did like a Drain pressing, and then they put like water within it or like some type of liquid, which is super cool. And so I've seen those before, but what the Marias did is that they actually put water within their actual like the actual sleeve, like the book part of the vinyl, of the vinyl record. The gatefold. That's what it's called, the gatefold. They put water within the gatefold. So it's covered in plastic, but then like you can touch it and move the water around. It's so sick. And I think there are still some for sale right now on their web store. It's just, again, I can't justify that much money for a record, but it's super cool. So I hope to get it one day. Unfortunately, if you do puncture it, I'm pretty sure it's going to leak onto your other record. So just make sure you're not like putting too much pressure on it if you do end up buying it. But yeah, that's the little vinyl records for you. Now we can move on to our next song off the album. Like I mentioned, we have Real Life and Blur right after Run Your Mouth. And then the next song we have is Paranoia. Honestly, I'll just wait for you guys. I won't spoil it, and then we'll get back and talk about it. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Paranoia by the Marias. Paranoia by the Marias. I don't want to say this because I'm just like, there's so many good things. I want to say this is my favorite song of the album, but I don't know if I can say that because I'm still kind of digesting it. Like, I know it's been a couple months and I've been listening to this album for a couple months, but like, oh, there's not one time that this song doesn't make me smile. You know what I mean? Especially the fact that it's called Paranoia and I'm just like smiling. I don't know. I don't know if that says something. I think it's just the production behind it that really just puts a smile on my face. I think that's really what it is. But something that I like about the entrance of the chorus within this song is the fact that like they kind of wait. It's either 1.5 beats or half a beat before the instrumentals actually come in. So if I go back to the lyrics, let me just pull them up. I can pinpoint exactly where it happens. Heavy on my mind, even I don't know what to do with it. If in the morning, yeah, when it's like, if in the morning I am with you, I think they wait, like, they let Maria sing If in the Morning before the production comes in, I am with you. And technically the beginning of the chorus is If in the Morning, not I am with you, but they kind of have like this little break before they come in. Oh, and it just like kind of like shakes a little something in my body. It's so fun to like kind of hear that like half beat wait or one and a half beats, or honestly just like bringing the production in on a half beat or in a section where you wouldn't expect it normally. It's just super cool because you're just like, ooh, like that beat drop was so good. And yeah, but you can kind of see why this song is really fun. You can kind of like, you know, you're not exactly like dancing compared to like Run Your Mouth, but you're kind of like swaying side to side. I really hope they play this song at their concert, because I would probably like want to spin in a little circle and just, you know, kind of dance. Going down the track list, we do have Lejos de Ti. That is their first full Spanish song off the album, track number 8. And then we have Love You Anyway. And then we have the next song that I want to play for you guys before we get into our Discovered Artist of the Week, which is called Ay No Puedo. And then after Ay No Puedo, we have No One Noticed, which is that song that I was telling you guys, the lead single, not the lead single, the main single off of their album, the one that became the most popular, the one that got the most streams, as well as the one that was submitted for the Grammys nomination. And that was also the one that had an extended version released today, which I was actually just checking the Maria's Instagram, and she just released it being like, if you ask, you'll get, you know, basically. After No One Noticed, we have Vicious Sensitive Robot, and then we have If Only, which If Only is one of the two songs that actually got a music video. If Only and Lejos de Ti were the two songs that got a music video. And then to wrap it all up, there is Sienna. Sienna is like this nice, calm concluding song that kind of wraps up the whole album with a little blue bow. So definitely check it out. But the last song that I want to play for you guys is Ay No Puedo. It's fully in Spanish, but just kind of, if you don't speak Spanish, kind of just sit down and enjoy the song. It's really nice. It's really fun. And you can definitely tell the Latin influence behind this. So thank you very much, Maria, for bringing in some Latin into your music. You listen to the Scully, and this is the Maria's with Ay No Puedo. Thank you.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. You shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and doo-doo-loo-doo.
Doo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20. Catch up, yeah, catch that one. I get eat, son. And then my little tie. Yeah.
We are back. Welcome back to Discali. And that was just a little wrap up with the Marías with Ay No Puedo. I do want to say sorry for like the beginning little ad that I had there for UBC Electronica. I didn't know how loud it actually was, so I'm apologies for a little bit of a scare, because it honestly scared me when I turned it on. But yeah, definitely check out Lethal Refresh. That's my first time listening to their show promo. And I heard a couple iconic, what would you even call it, like desktop entrances? Like I think the Microsoft one was in there somewhere. And I kind of chuckled a little because, oh, how it brings me back. It would be so cool if they included the Skype one. Do you guys remember the Skype like entrance or the Skype call? It was like doo 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 whoop doo doo doo. Anyway, whoa, that was kind of accurate. Anyway, we have now moved on to our discovered artist of the week. Like I mentioned, I am very delusional and very generous when I say that I'm going to start halfway through because I usually get caught up with the mainstream artist of the week. But we are now moving on to none other than the band that I have chosen for this week, called Tops, T-O-P-S, fully capitalized. They were formed in 2011 and still currently active. Based in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, so they are Canadian, woo-woo! They are under Arbutus Records, as well as also Musique Tops, which I'm guessing is maybe their own little record thing going on, maybe, possibly, I don't know. They play within indie rock, soft rock, synth pop, and dream pop. The two similarities here is obviously indie rock and dream pop, you know, similar to the Marías. I just realized that I never finished talking about Ay No Puedo by the Marías. So I'll quickly give a little quick little thing that I love about the song. Very influenced by Latin music and Latin beats. If you can't hear the little drums, that ta, 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 ta. So that was really cool. Obviously, it's completely in Spanish, which is really cool. And then at the end, we have like a little message from, I don't know who, but they're like, lo que no te dicen del amor es que Ay No Puedo, or Ay No Puedo del amor, or something like that. Something about like, I can't with love. That's the translation of that, if you really wanted to know. Anyway, moving on back to Tops. They have four current members right now in the band, with Jane Perry, David Carrière, Riley Fleck, and Marta Sikojevic. I really hope I pronounced that last name correctly. Sorry, Marta, if you are listening to this. But yeah, that's basically a little bit that you have to know about the band. They are like kind of like not super underground, but they are like I think known a lot in Quebec for their indie music. But yeah, we're gonna go into this blind, just like you are. I'm going into this. We'll play some of their music, come back, talk about it, maybe see what we like, maybe see what we didn't like, maybe see what something that is super cool, something that's similar. And yeah, we'll come back and talk about it. You're listening to Discali, and the first song that I want to play for you guys is called Petals. This is Petals by Tops. That was Tops with Petals. Fun song, right? I mean, I honestly really liked it. I really liked the little catchy drum that they had in the background. And I think what I can also tell is that Jane Perry is the lead singer off of this band. Let's just confirm real quick. Because then I guess, wait here. Yes, Jane Perry is the lead singer off of this band, which I guess is like one little similarity to the Marías, is that it is a female singer leading the band with the vocals. Actually, a little bit of history that I actually ended up finding is that the band was not originally formed in Montreal. They're just from Montreal, I think based out of Montreal right now. But Tops was actually founded in 2011 by childhood friends Jane Perry and David Carrière in Edmonton, Alberta. So they are from Alberta, the neighbors to the east, to here, British Columbia. So they are from Edmonton, which is super cool. They met their drummer Riley at La Brique, a little like venue there. And then they kind of just started forming more and more people. They have had a couple past members such as Tom, Madeline, Jenny, Alana, and Jackson. I'm guessing that these are most, if not most of them, are French because of their last names. But yeah, it's a little cool little history about it. I loved Petals. Honestly, it's like a cool little like relaxing kind of vibe. This is like the type of music that I would probably put if I'm ever hosting. You know what I mean? Like when you're hosting like a dinner, or if you're hosting like a cute little get together with some friends after a while. It's like chill music, but it's still lyrics and it's still a little bit production heavy, so that you can kind of have like a vibe and kind of set the tone. You know what I mean? Moving down, or not moving down, because there's not exactly an album that we're reviewing. I want to play one of their latest songs released in August 14th, 2024. It is called Sunday Morning. It's a single. There's no album attached to this song. And yeah, it says a celebration of Margot Gurion is apparently the reason why they wrote the song. But we'll listen to it and we'll come back and we'll talk about it. You're listening to The Scully, and this is Tops with Sunday Morning. Back. That's a cute little song, you know, a little, what is it, like two and a half minutes, sorry about that. But yeah, that was Sunday Morning by Tops. I really liked their kind of like, I think it is a synth, but like the higher end of a synth, like the little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. It kind of feels like a little bit alien-like, which is kind of like a little juice to the song, if that makes sense. I love again, the contrast between Jane's kind of very baby-like soft voice compared to this very catchy drum production in the background, which is really, really cool. It is coming to the last 5 minutes of Discolly today, guys. Up next, I do want to say that we have Dave Radio Presents, as per usual, our good friend Dave with the Eclectic Lunch at midday. So definitely stick around at 12 in actually 4 minutes now. To listen to his show. It's always a fun time. I do want to play maybe hopefully two more songs before I move on and wrap up everything. I do have them actually perfectly lined up here. I want to play the song Ballads and Sad Movies off of their 2020 album, I Feel Alive. And then I think we'll wrap up with the title track, I Feel Alive. You're listening to The Scully, and this is Ballads and Sad Movies by Tops.
Be more than can be real.
right. That was Ballads and Sad Movies by Tops. We are coming to an end of Discolly, so unfortunately I won't be able to play that last song for you guys. But that was Tops. That was The Marías. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. Definitely stick around next week for a new episode on Discolly. I'll be back with more music and more fun, which is always awesome. Here is Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. I'll leave you guys to it. Have a great rest of your Friday.